So, okay, let me go one minute to explain the analog again. No, I don't have anybody using the analog repeater at this time except for GMRS garbage. Because the original repeater was on 525, so basically 825 has to be kind of put out there again. It's a lot of work, basically. So I was going to eliminate the analog just so I don't have the riffraff and garbage. DMR is great, and DSTAR is great because I can block people that abuse the repeater. I had one guy on DMR a few years ago key up on 91 for 24 hours. Every 5 minutes, he would key up and squash the dynamic. It had a 15-minute dynamic on it, so basically, if he wanted to listen a little longer, he could key up and, you know, listen a little longer, but he keyed up for 24 hours. I got a letter from 91 and a letter from Brandmeister regarding this certain person. And matter of fact, he just asked me if the repeater here is back up on DMR, and I said, it is, but are you going to do what you did? And he said, no. So now that my repeater is capable of blacklisting IDs, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. He can key up on the repeater and do 91 again. But if he keys up for 24 hours, I'm going to block him. Bottom line. So the repeater is capable of changing any reflector. It doesn't matter where I want to go. The radio controls the repeater. All radios control the repeater. So if somebody else has another DSTAR radio, they can control the repeater. I can stop that, though, where I can actually have it and leave it on 835 alpha if I would just want to leave it on a DSTAR repeater for 835 alpha. But I leave it open where you can actually connect it to 30 Charlie or 9 Charlie or 12 alpha, which is the PAPA system. So, yeah, you can go anywhere on DSTAR. And same with DMR. It'll connect to XLX 835 Module D, which is Talk Group 6 for my system, and it'll also do Brandmeister on Time Slot 1 and Time Slot 2, and all Talk Groups are open right now, but I can block Talk Groups also. So, yeah, the repeater is 100% programmable, and it's I can do whatever I want with it. I'm running WPSD software, but I am running all the open source MMDVM software on top of chip software. So, my WPSD software, K52.